Steve was a ladies' man who loved him and left him, a regular cocksmith, until one day he crossed the wrong woman, who used her witchcraft to curse him. If Steve was going to think with his dick, he'd have to talk to it too. The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks proudly presents Me and My Talking Dick, taped in front of a live studio audience.
You wanted to see me?
Yeah, Steve, come in.
What's up?
Shut the door. Look, I'll just say it. The guys upstairs have noticed your productivity is way down. They asked me what's going on, and I don't have any answers for them. Is there something going on at home that I should know about?
Yeah, I'm really sorry. Things have been kind of rough in my personal life. I met a girl and slept with her a couple times, and when I stopped calling her, she went crazy and put some kind of weird voodoo curse on me.
A curse that makes you unable to get to work on time or get any work done?
No, she made my dick talk.
I don't understand.
She cursed me to have a talking dick. It talks to me. Here, I'll show you. Well, go on, say something.
Steve, this is highly inappropriate.
It sings all the time, and it second guesses everything I do. I spend all my time debating with my own dick which flavor of Gatorade to buy or what to watch on TV. I can't sleep, and I can't interact with other people. I can't do anything.
Carol, can you call security?
Sure thing, sir.
Come on, boss. You don't need to call security. I'm not crazy. You have to believe me. It talks.
Get out of here, you fucking pervert!
You couldn't have said one thing to the guy to keep me from getting fired? What happened to us being a team?
You think you whip your dick out to your male boss, and your dick starts talking to him, there's a promotion in it for you? I don't talk to dudes. We have nothing to say to each other. Get your shit together! We're not meeting any fine ladies if you're some unemployed asshole.
Tune in next time as Steve and his penis visit the White House.